the morning watch. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Good morning, neighbors and friends. Once again, it is our privilege to slip around your way. Beginning of a new week, how we praise God for his mercies that have been ours again through another night watch. A new day has come to us with privileges and opportunities. I wonder if we're really grateful and thankful. Sometimes I don't think we appreciate the rest of the night. We're refreshing, we're refreshed and strengthened, ready to live a new day for God. What a great privilege it is, my friends, to worship with you and start the day together, serving him. An old song this morning that you love. We haven't had it on our broadcast now for some while. The Lily of the Valley. Don't you like it? I do. Sing it along with me now, won't you?
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000s to my soul. The Lily of the Valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000s to my soul. He all my grief has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Ah, that's beautiful to me. Now here's the last line. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. Friends may, yes, those you counted on, but he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But you know there's a condition on his not leaving. It's while I live by faith and do his blessed will. And if we do that, then here's the promise in the next line that the poet brings to us. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. You know, I think sometimes we just sing these songs and they roll off the end of our tongue. The melody carries them along. We hum them, and yet we don't realize, after all, what the poet has in store for us. Sing that line with me, that last one. I love it. He will never, never leave me. Isn't that good? And say, boys, you'll go with it to the front. Yes, when you have to face the enemy's shell, shrapnel, submarines, torpedoes, he'll not leave you then. No, he won't. He'll stick by you. Closer than a brother.
He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me,
I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Say, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
I wonder, did you get that little phrase in there? I've nothing now to fear. Some of you have been writing to us about your fears, about your sorrows and your troubles. Well, why not roll them off on Jesus this morning? Yes, and that's right in line with what we have for you in the way of a meditation this morning. Matthew gives it to us in the 10th chapter and the 24th verse. And you might read the rest of the chapter. The very hairs of your head are all numbered, Matthew tells us here. Just think of it. That's something you can't do this morning, my friend. Suppose you had that task of sitting down now and just counting every hair of your head this morning. And yet your father has numbered every one of them. And he had to check up on some of you because you combed yours a while ago, didn't you, before breakfast? Washed your face, and a few of them came out on the comb. Well, he has a fresh checkup on you this morning. Well, that may seem just a bit humorous, but after all, my friends, isn't that true? It says here that they're numbered, and I'm going to believe it. Yes, providence goes into details, someone has said. Think of the minute details. Sometimes in our human intercourse, we cannot see the trees for the wood. We cannot see the individual sheep for the flock. You ever look at a flock of sheep? You didn't see just one, but not so with your father. We cannot see the personal soul for the masses. We look on people as a gray crowd when they go down the street. And sometimes we get lost in the crowd. Did you ever get lost in the crowd? Jesus doesn't look on the multitudes. He sees us as individuals. I read over there again where he says that he's engraved our names in the palm of his hand. Think of it. Now, how he gets them all in there, I don't know. And I'm not caring, just so I know that mine's there this morning is yours. And every time he lifts it up before his face or his eyes, there's your name, my friend. We are blinded by the bigness of things. We cannot see the individual blades of grass because of the field. But not so with your heavenly Father. You know, every blade of grass is different. Every leaf is different. Every flower is different. Every petal, think of it. Every snowflake, they tell me, is different. I don't know. But what a great God we have, my friend. And you're different. Nobody in the world like you. Nobody like me. Thank the Lord. But say, my friend, God, oh, he's lavished his gifts upon us. His gifts are just as numerous and just for what you need this day. His grace is sufficient. Now, God's vision is not general. It is particular. I like that, don't you? There are no masses to the infinite. He calleth his own sheep by name. Ah, I like that, don't you? The single one is seen as though he alone possessed the earth. When God looks at the wood, he sees every tree. When he looks at the race, he sees every man. And therefore, I need not fear that my way is overlooked by God. And you need not. And my boy, you that are leaving home perhaps today, saying goodbye, he knows the way that's ahead of you. Best of all, he'll go before you. He'll walk with you. You won't have to take a single step alone. He'll go yonder into no man's land. He'll cross the high seas, I know, because he went across them with me one day.
You may have to leave friends and loved ones and everything that's near and dear to your own heart. Everything but one thing. You won't have to leave Jesus Christ. He'll go with you. He is going with you. I know. We're hearing from boys that he is going with. Yes, he knows every turning of the road. He knows just where the strain begins at the hill. He knows the perils of the descent. He knows every happening along the road. He knows every letter that came to me by this morning's post. Your requests, some of them, they're already in the mail to me. I can't help you, but I can talk to my father about you and your request. Isn't that wonderful just to think all that he knows? Everything. And he says, all power in heaven and earth is mine. You know, Hitler's mad for a little of him. Mussolini and all the rest of those who are fighting against us, wanting world domination. Yes, but Jesus had all power. He announced to the world that it was all his. Aren't you glad? And someday, he's going to put an end. He's going to bring it to a stop. Yes, he knows the visitors that's coming to your door today. He may send somebody your way that you might be a blessing to them. Don't turn them down. Remember, my friend, there's nothing hid from him. The very hairs of your head are numbered. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this message this morning that comes to our heart from thy word. Oh, we thank you that you do care and you love and you understand. Oh, we love you this morning, dear Jesus, and we want to serve you today. May we be conscious of your guiding eye upon us this day. We ask it in Jesus' precious name and amen. I want to sing now just a line of that old song, Oh Happy Day When Jesus Washed My Sins Away. And you know it, and you can sing it with me. All right, let's go. All together now. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart to rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. For he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Well, it was happy day, happy night, when Jesus washed my black heart white. Yes, it might have been a night when you found him, so I added that little praise there for you. Happy night when Jesus washed my black heart white. And aren't you glad this morning that the stain is gone? Yes, gone forever. Never to be remembered against you no more. I love that third line. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I followed on. Charmed to confess the voice divine. Well, been mighty nice to be around with you these few minutes. We trust our little visit has been a blessing to you. May I remind you that your prayers and your gifts make possible our visit around your way. Some of you haven't written us for a long while, have you? Well, why not get a letter in the mail to us today? If you don't have an offering, we want to hear from you anyway. Just drop us a card and tell us we're welcome around your way from morning to morning. You've been listening to The Morning Watch, the voice of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky, sent to you through the facilities of this wonderful station, WHAS, in Louisville. And this is Byron Krause saying to you now, remember, don't forget, live for him today. Mrs. Krause is at the piano this morning. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be.